Hello, everyone, and welcome to Old Glory Network, your home for conservative thinking and common sense values. This week's topic is on a reality that we as modern Americans must face. We were handed the keys to one of the most brilliantly designed governments mankind has ever known. Now, 50 years later, we have strayed from the Constitution and ruined our country's original design. Our question of the week is, how can we restore that design? And we discuss that today. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to never stop fighting for our great flag. Now, here is your host.
America. Wake up, America. It's time for another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for Old Glory Network Podcast. Our goal is to make Old Glory great again. Now, the title of my subject today is, If a Farm Family Eats Its Milk Cow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we should be ashamed of ourselves. Our founders gave us the greatest gift that any people could ever hope for or dream of. The founding of our country was the work of geniuses. And upon leaving the Convention of States, Benjamin Franklin responded to a question. The question was, what have you given us? Whereupon he responded, a republic, if you can keep it. Well, that was 244 years ago, and we took their gift and built the greatest country ever known. But that is not the end of the story. To the trained eye, it looks like we are coming to the end of the road. A republic cannot survive when its citizens neglect to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, when they neglect to defend the rule of law and allow treasonous acts against the government and its people. If you could keep it is now in doubt. After 244 years of freedom, society has broken down and refusing to defend our culture and our history. Our people are lazy and lack the courage to demand all citizens be responsible for their own livelihood and abide by our laws. We must reject the idea that it is the government's responsibility to give or guarantee anything to anybody. The government does not have anything to give. It can only give what it first takes away from someone else. That, ladies and gentlemen, is not what our country was founded to do. Government is supposed to just defend us, protect our rights, both God-given and constitutionally granted, not confiscate from one to give to another. Yes, I am my brother's keeper, but I'm not your brother's keeper. And we have reached the point where we have more takers from government than contributors. Or, as former Senator Phil Graham says, we have more riding in the wagon than pulling the wagon. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when that happens, it's a short ride before the pullers quit pulling. We are teetering on the edge right now. With riots in the streets, which is fully inspired by Marxists and paid for by Marxists, all it will take to finish us off is a victory by Democrats on November 3rd. This is a red alert. We must not allow this election to be stolen. I can tell you the Democrats cannot win this election, but they can steal it. I'm sure you have noticed that they are fighting with all their might to defeat any attempt at requiring photo ID to vote. Why? They are going all in to permit vote by mail. Why? They are setting the table, ladies and gentlemen, for victory by theft. Expect more dead people than ever to be voting, and more prisoners voting, more illegal aliens voting, more busloads of voters from rest homes organized and financed by Democrats, caravans of cars bringing people to the polls with instructors. Of course, none of that will be necessary if they get mail-in voting. Barack Obama is driving this bus. Obama Nation is an abomination. If Biden should become president, expect Obama and the old team to run the show. Expect Obamacare again. Remember, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. What a whopper of a lie. Also, expect the United Nations and the World Health Organization to be in the driver's seat on lots of issues facing us. Also, don't be surprised if Obama winds up the next leader of the United Nations. You know, George Soros pulls most of the strings for the Democrat Party and will pull most of the strings at the UN. Here's a little tidbit I bet you never heard regarding the United Nations. Iran and Ayatollah got a seat at the UN Commission for Women. Did you hear that? Iran on the Commission for Women. Now that takes balls. You can't make sense of something that doesn't make sense. And speaking of not making sense, Biden has picked Beto O'Rourke to be in charge of confiscating your guns. Beto is what I call an intellectual vegetarian. No meat, all potatoes and broccoli. In watching Beto at work, I'm reminded that success is hard, but it's a lot harder when you're stupid. The UN has established a minister of Mother Earth and an ombudsman to hear complaints by activists. Bulletin to the UN. If a farm family eats its milk cow, no more milk. There is one thing for certain. Joe Biden and his family have all become rich, like, you know, millions of dollars, since he became vice president, and all from foreign countries. Sounds like influence peddling to me. It reminds me of something President Harry S. Truman said, and I quote, "You can't get rich in politics, unless you're a crook." Now, to finish off today's podcast, I would like to share with you a few pearls of wisdom that I found floating in the punch bowl of life. The author of these are unknown. And beginning with the first one. Number one, today, I interviewed my grandmother for part of a research paper that I'm working on for my psychology class. When I asked her to define success, in her own words, she said, "Success is when you look back at your life and the memories make you smile." Hallelujah. Number two, today, after my 72-hour shift at the fire station, a woman ran up to me at the grocery store and gave me a hug. And when I sort of tensed up, she realized I didn't recognize her. So she let go, with tears of joy in her eyes and the most sincere smile, and said, "On 9/11/2001, you carried me out of the World Trade Center." Wow. If you don't believe in God, there's something seriously wrong with your thinking. Number three. Today, after I watched my dog get run over by a car, I sat on the side of the road holding him and crying. And just before he died, he licked the tears off of my face. If you don't believe in God, wipe again. Number four, today at 7 a.m., I woke up feeling sort of ill, but I decided, well, I needed the money, so I went on into work. And at 3 p.m., I got laid off. And on my drive home, I got a flat tire. And when I went into the trunk for the spare, well, it was flat too. And then a man in a BMW pulled over and gave me a ride. We chatted, and then he offered me a job. I start tomorrow. If you don't believe in God, you better think again. Number five, today, as my father, three brothers, and two sisters stood around my mother's hospital bed, my mother uttered her last coherent words before she died. She simply said, "I feel so loved right now." You know, we should have gotten together like this more often. Well, if you don't believe in God, you better think again. Number six, today, I kissed my dad on the forehead as he passed away in a small hospital bed. Seconds after he passed, I realized it was the first time I had given him a kiss since I was a little boy. So many missed opportunities. Number seven. Today, in the cutest voice, my 8-year-old daughter asked me to start recycling. I kind of chuckled and asked, "Well, why?" She replied, "So you can help me save the planet." I chuckled again and asked, "Well, why do you want to save the planet?" "Because that's where I keep all my stuff," she said. Number eight. Today, a boy in a wheelchair saw me desperately struggling on crutches with my broken leg and offered to carry my backpack and books for me. He helped me all the way across campus to my class, and as he was leaving, he said, "I hope you feel better soon." Remember, he was the one in the wheelchair. If you don't believe in God, think again. Number 9. I was feeling down because the results of a biopsy came back malignant. And when I got home, I opened an email that said, "Just thinking of you today. If you need me, I'm only a phone call away." It was from a high school friend I hadn't seen in 10 years. If you don't believe in God, you better think again. And number 10. Today, I was traveling in Kenya, and I met a refugee from Zimbabwe. He said he hadn't eaten anything in over 3 days, and he sure looked extremely skinny and unhealthy. Then my friend offered him the rest of the sandwich that he was eating. The first thing the man said was, "We can share it." If you don't believe in God, you better think again. And number 11, the best sermons are lived, not preached. Good day. Now, before we sign off today, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, certainly you're going to want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. And if you love America, then help us keep it. Remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. You can order his album called Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records by texting INFO at krwoodproductions.com or calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, which is no cost to you, and leave a 5-star review. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and happy trails till we meet again next week.